Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast.
Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and we're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you once again for this opportunity, this great opportunity to go over the air with you. We pray that you will have your way, that you will let your will be done. We want you to move on the souls of men. We want you to touch them, oh Lord, to change somebody's heart and mind, oh Lord. Give them a mind to want to live holy, Lord. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Give strength to the weak. Heal them that are sick and deliver them that are bound. We know thou art a deliverer. We know all power is in thy hand. And we know that you can do everything, Lord. We're touching and agreeing, oh my God, knowing that you said in your word, oh Lord, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Oh my God, we believe your word, and we take you at your word today. We want you to have the way, let your will be done. Move, Jesus, move in a mighty way. Have thine own way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless the speaker of the hour. Send thy word. Send out an anointing, oh Lord. Let some soul be saved, Lord. Jesus, bless the people that take, Lord. Look upon all those who are listening on the prayer list. You know them, Lord. Have your way. Touch, Lord Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, oh Lord. Move by your spirit, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. We know you're able. We believe your word today. You said with your stripes, we are healed. We believe you, Lord. We thank you by faith. We are thanking you, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Bless, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou
disquieted within me. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful scripture that was read by Sister Cheryl. And now at this time, we are going to have, and we know God is worthy of the psalmist. I praise the Lord. I heard the psalmist when he said to the Lord all the days of my life, glory, glory, glory. Yeah. He said he was shamed forever unto the Lord because he was grateful for what the Lord had done for him in his life, how the Lord delivered him. And that's why we sing praises unto God, because he delivered us, he blessed us, and he saved us. And that's something to sing about.
Yeah.
But this time we're going to have a selection from the gospel text. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
So much trouble in this land, so much confusion on every hand, but there's a place, and I know he'll welcome me. Oh, I'm determined to see Jesus, and I know that he will welcome me. He has promised to be fair a mansion, and I'll dwell to all eternity. Oh, I'll be singing as I go. I am sometimes hesitant and woe, but I know
online at www.
blogradio.com/M, like Mr. K, like type S, like Sam P, like pillar, C, like cat, G, like go. We also want to acknowledge evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. This co-host evangelist Linda Edmonds on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 8:30 p.m. The call-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/my-service Title I School. And we are praying for those on the call prayer list, especially Samuel Anderson, Mr. Bill Bradley, Evangelist Ruby, and all those who have requested prayer and added to our prayer list is Pastor Tony Evans. And those are all the announcements that I have today. And I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of the evangelist for the announcement.
I have a few advertisements here. If you'd like to get your hair done, and we have a professional who does natural hair. She specializes in doing natural hair, and the name of her shop is Snatched in Foot Salon, and that's 1402 Collins Road, Camden, New Jersey, 08104, and the number is 856-477-3201. That is 856-477-01. And that's www.snatchmehook. Snatch in Hook Salon. Also, she has a tax business. If you need your income tax done, she will do them for you, and the name of the shop is UC Moore Enterprises. UC Moore Enterprises. That's 227 Market Street in Camden, New Jersey, 08102, www.u.cmooreenterprises.com. And also, there's another business where she specializes with wasted beads. They are African beads that are put together and you put them around your waist. They are custom made. You may call at that same number, 856-477-3201. If you want to go on the website, you can go to www.theannouncement.com. If you're interested, you can call this number. We thank the Lord for the announcement, and we're going to get ready to introduce the speaker of the hour. We're going to introduce Evangelist Cynthia for tonight. She will be our speaker on tonight, so let us pray with her as she comes forth to break the bread of life. God bless you. Glory to God. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm not doubting about the way. Oh, I'm not doubting about the way. Well, I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Praise God. I'm not doubting about the way. I'm walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this
night, to my God. We thank you for these dying people that are listening in, Lord. Oh, my Father, have your way, my God. Let your will be done. Sing your word and send thy anointing, my God. Touch some heart into repentance, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your word go out and let it reach some heart, my God. In the name of Jesus, anoint me to do thy will, my God. Oh, my Father, I'm depending on you tonight. I'm trusting in you. I'm leaning on you. And my trust is in you. These and all things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to go to the word of God. I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to give you what thus saith the Lord, and I'm done. Amen. Old familiar scriptures. We're going to go to Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the 44th verse. That's Leviticus, the 11th chapter, starting with verse. God, and my topic tonight is a holy God, a holy people.
All right.
And the thing that's holiness is still right.
Yes.
Amen. People don't want to be holy no more. You know, they want to be everything else. They want to be saved. They want to be this. They want to be that, but they don't want to be holy. They want to be big movie stars.
Yeah.
They have their name in the light, but they don't want to be holy. But God requires holiness.
Yeah.
Amen. The scripture, Leviticus 11 and 44 reads, "For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves in any matter of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Be holy, for I am holy." Amen. This was the children of Israel after they had come out of Egypt land. Down there under the hard taskmaster, Pharaoh, for 430 some odd years. They was down there in the wilderness. And they kept crying to Moses to go to their God, go to his God, and deliver them out of the hard taskmaster's hand.
Yes.
And Moses kept on going to God.
Yes.
After a while, God began to tell Moses to go on down there to Pharaoh.
Yes.
And tell Pharaoh to let my people go.
Yes.
And Moses began to inquire of God and say, "Who shall I say sent me?"
Yes.
And God told Moses to tell him, "I am that sent you." Amen. He said, "I am that come down to deliver." And God began to deliver the children of Israel, began to go over across the Red Sea. And they began to go on to the other side. And while they were over there, they wanted to know what next. Amen. But God began to lay down some laws. He began to give Moses some laws to give to the people.
Yes.
Amen. And this particular scripture
the 6th chapter, yes, and the 11th verse. No, we're going to go down to the 14th verse. Together with unbelievers, be ye not equally unequally your unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness?
Or what fellowship has righteousness
with unrighteousness?
With unrighteousness?
And what communion has light with darkness? See, you got people, they saying they holy,
yes,
but they running around with the world.
Yes.
They partying with the world.
Yes.
They drinking with the world. Amen.
first verse.
Yeah.
that it ain't about you.
Amen.
Amen. It's about God.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I'm going to tell you something. God said he was doing this secret to his holy, silent, holy prophet.
Amen.
He was doing his secret to holy prophet.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say the lying the prophet.
Amen.
Because when God sent the prophet, the prophet has secret to our words.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sometimes you might not like that God too well, but the God is just a new one. You have the Holy Ghost. You're going to take the better with the sweet. You're going to take the good with the bad. Because it ain't going to be good. It's going to be rocky sometimes. You're going to have to cry sometimes. You're going to have to weep sometimes. You might have to laugh sometimes. You might have to just lay down and moan. Just moan. We don't
don't indulge in it. Amen. You are constantly running with the parishioners, the male parishioners, funny women sitting up in the pulpit. Amen. Going with another woman out in the congregation. That is not of God.
Oh, my God.
It's of the devil. That's a demonical spirit that's taken over the world. Amen. God is doing thousands of miles because of his spirit. They didn't even want his children. They didn't want his daughter. They want the angels that came. They wanted the men. They was beating down the door for the men. The men were. Not to get to offer up his daughters. They didn't even want. And that's what's happening right now. I tell you, the Bible said it'd be more tolerable for Solomon and Gomorrah than it is for this generation. Amen. Because we know that we should have learned that from Solomon and Gomorrah. Amen. They're passing all kind of laws for them. You better not say nothing to them. Better not tell them, can't do this, can't do that. But where do I stand? Where do I stand in my belief? Amen. Read. You're seeing no abusers of themselves, but mankind. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, regardless, nor extortioners, nor extortioners,
shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Shall inherit the kingdom of God. You see, you have to be holy. You're not getting in God's kingdom in your kind of way.
Amen.
In the name of Christ, and you're doing all these things, you are a liar. And the Bible says in Revelation 21 and 8, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the sorcerers, the whoremongers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone. This is the second death. People lie with their body motion.
Yes.
They lie with their actions.
Yes.
They're telling lies. Amen. Lying for no reason at all. Amen. What are you lying for? Tell the truth. You man don't mean nothing. Man ain't nothing. Man can kill the body, but Jesus, he's able to kill the body and the soul. Amen. So it's perfectly truthful. Amen. And if the Holy Ghost come in, you ain't going to be telling no lies. You ain't going to be telling no jokes and gesturing and all of that. Amen. The Bible said it leads to more. Amen. In other words, that's what the word God is saying. It leads to more sin. Amen. Amos 3:3. I'm almost done. I ain't know the Lord was going to stretch me out this far, but
that's
I'm done. And whatever he said, Amos the 3rd chapter and the 3rd verse. They be agreed. Can two walk together except they be agreed? No.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
I'm going to walk with you. I'm saying I'm holy. I had the Holy Ghost. You hanging out in the club, smoking and drinking and carrying on. You're doing all these things, and I'm hanging up under you. Pretty soon, you won't convince me. Amen. If I can't convince you, you won't convince me. First of all,
right.
You got to be convinced because I'm hanging with you. Amen. You got to be holy, saints. We got to be holy. There's no other way. You can't sneak up in the kingdom of God. You got to be holy. You got to come as a humble child. And admit, if you haven't been living holy, amen. God, he's able. He's able. He said, of course, you're in the contact spirit. He wouldn't know where to start. Amen. And if you break up that stony heart and ask God to have mercy upon you, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know. Amen. And he will have mercy.
Amen.
You still will suffer a little because he said he that knows to do good and those that not shall be with the ministry. He that don't know, let the strength. Amen. 2 Peter, the 2nd chapter, the 9th and 10th verse. I'm sorry, 1 Peter. Amen. Holiness is still right? Still right?
Amen.
Yes, it is.
It's still right.
Yeah. I don't care what nobody tells you. Well, they ain't doing that no more.
Yeah?
It's according to this Bible, they are. According to the Word of God, they are.
Amen.
1 Peter, 2nd chapter. But ye are a chosen generation. But ye are a chosen generation. You see, God chose the children of Israel.
Yes.
They were a chosen generation, and he laid these laws down to them.
A royal priesthood.
A royal priesthood.
And holy nation.
A holy nation. Remember that word again?
Holy.
A peculiar people.
A peculiar people.
That people wondered.
Disobedient whereunto also they were appointed. For ye are a chosen generation,
a royal priesthood and holy nation, a peculiar people, that he should shew forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes.
You've got to be holy.
Amen. Amen. I have one more thing here I'm going to get out of your way.
I'm almost up.
I can't get it all out, but God knows all things.
Amen. We're going to go to 2 Timothy. Amen. 1 Timothy 4, it's up to 1 verse.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly.
That in the latter time.
That in the latter time.
Some shall
depart from the faith.
And he should give and heed to the truth of spirit. And not one of the devil. That's what's happening.
They don't want to be holy no more. They switching everything up now.
Amen.
Amen.
He can lie.
Having their conscience seared for their high honor,
forbidding to marry,
just rather check up.
Yes,
right. And command them to abstain from meat. Don't want to eat that meat. I don't eat pork. It's against my religion.
Yes.
Go ahead, read.
What God has created,
to be received with thanksgiving
of them
which believe. Of them which believe and know the truth.
Every preacher
of God is good and
nothing to be refused.
Let it be received with thanksgiving.
For it is sanctified.
The word of God is prayer. That's why we pray over our food. And it's sanctified to the word of prayer. So
come
on, stop talking to us. Stop abstaining from me. They are doctrines that people are turning into. The month of April, we don't eat this, we don't eat that. But God said it's sanctified to the word of prayer.
Yes.
Amen. You've got to be holy, saints.
Yes.
Holiness is still right.
Yes.
One more scripture. Hallelujah. I know I should have read one, but God gave another one. 2 Timothy 3:1. So also, that in the last days, promise times will come.
Have mercy right now, God.
Lord. According to your word, Lord. According to your commandments, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, my God, work on us right now, God. And make us what you have us to be. Oh, Lord Jesus, look on that one, Lord. We pray right now, God, asking you to have mercy on their soul. Oh, God, help them to give up everything that's not right, everything that's unholy, everything that's not like you, Lord. To give it up right now, Lord Jesus, to walk away from it, Lord, to forsake it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we have to do a move by your power. Let the glory of God come down. Let the glory of God be revealed.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are sick tonight, Jesus. That you will have mercy upon them. That you will heal their bodies, Lord. Heal their souls, oh, God. Heal their minds.
Yes.
Make them completely whole. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
We are asking your will to be done, Lord.
Yes.
For you to have your way, God.
Yes.
Your bless this ministry, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Bless this radio, God.
Yes.
The gospel truth, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
God, have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your holy will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, please remember us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Down here waiting on you, Lord.
Waiting
on you, Jesus.
Yes.
Let your will be done right now, Lord. We are asking you to please upon every listener on this broadcast tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, for a special blessing to come upon each and every one and to overtake them, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, my God, bless with the
yes.
blessing that each one stands in need of in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to help us, oh, God,
yes.
continue to minister and to bring forth your word. Oh,
yes.
Lord Jesus, continue to anoint your people.
Yes,
Lord, continue to use us for your service.
Yes,
oh, Lord Jesus, we believe you right now.
Amen.
And we count it as done.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for your goodness, Lord. We
thank
you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you.
For your precious word on tonight.
You.
Oh, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord,
we thank you, oh God. We bless your holy name.
Lord,
we are asking that you, oh
yes.
Lord, remember all of those who are bereaved of their loved ones tonight. We pray
yes.
your comfort. Oh, God,
yes.
those who are sick. Oh, Lord, those who are battling with COVID, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
We are asking that you will heal them
yes.
and make them everywhere whole. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this prayer.
Amen.
Now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great.
Thank
you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
Thank you.
Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
By that word. That word came. The Lord sent his word.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Holiness is
yes.
still running.
Amen.
It's about a holy God, a holy people. This
Amen.
Is what God is requiring. Amen. That we be holy. And I can't add anything else to it. God
yes.
has spoken.
Yes.
And I want to encourage you to just accept God's word and live by it each and every day.
Amen.
So thankful for the precious word of God. And I want to encourage
yes.
Evangelist Cynthia to keep on preaching the word and keep letting God have his way in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this portion back over to Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
I don't care where you go, what you say.
anybody out there and you feel like you're having trouble or problems, turn it over to Jesus. He can work it out. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for all that he is doing. And at this time, we do have a Bible. So the first, you will receive a beautiful Bible, the nice Bible. And you have to call or text this number, 853-04-7774. That is the third person and the fifth person who texts in after this broadcast is closed out. And the number again is 856-304-7774. And then at this time, this brings us to a close. We thank God also for Zandy Khadija, for Zandy Hameen, Pastor Hameen, for everyone that is on the line tonight. May God bless you until Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless.